Okay, well, how do we approach this? I think we are helped by modern imaging, and in particular I'm helped by three-dimensional reconstruction using MRI scanning in terms of working out where the tumour or tumours are in the breast. It helps a little with getting an assessment of breast volume and shape and relationship of tumours to where the nipple areola complex is. And my radiological colleagues are good now at giving reports that state things like this. They routinely put in the distance from the nipple. They'll make a comment about whether they think these are resectable lesions or not. They're also very good in terms of putting in multiple guide wires around areas for me, particularly good for impalpable lesions, obviously. And they'll bracket areas that look suspicious and that I should be resecting as part of my approach to this sort of breast conservation. I would play down, as I've tried to illustrate already, this difference between multifocal and multicentric. In practice, what you're doing is just trying to get an assessment of what the tumour burden is within the breast and its distribution relative to the breast size and volume and shape. In terms of whether you can successfully resect multiple tumours and leave a satisfactory cosmetic outcome. And I don't think that neoadjuvant therapies are ruled out for multifocal or multicentric cancers if, by reducing the volume of the disease, you can still undertake breast conservation, then neoadjuvant approaches are very attractive.